Welcome back, folks. This is Jack here with my brilliant co-host, Core. You're tuned into another episode of AI Unchained, where we dive deep into the wild worlds of AI, Web 3.0, and all things tech. Core, how are you feeling today?
Hey, Jack. Hey, everyone. I'm feeling great and super pumped for today's episode. We've got a jam-packed session for you with a lineup of some of the hottest topics making waves in the tech industry. Can't wait to hear your thoughts, Jack.
Oh, you mean my always insightful, occasionally disruptive takes? Just kidding, but definitely brace yourselves, listeners. We're starting off with a deep dive into the latest breakthroughs in AI. Did you catch the news about the new generative model that claims it can create photorealistic images in seconds, C-O-R-R?
Oh yeah, I did. It's like the tech world's own magic trick, except it's rooted in some seriously advanced algorithms. But to balance the scales, we'll also talk about some of the big moves happening in the Web 3.0 space. DeFi, NFTs, and all those buzzwords. What's real, what's hype, and what's next?
Totally. And we can't forget the latest in the business sphere, too. Big tech earnings are out, and there's always some political drama influencing the industry. It's a roller coaster, and we're here for every twist and turn. Core, I know you like to keep your finger on the pulse of these market movements. Any big takeaways you're eager to unpack today?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to sharing my thoughts on the latest quarterly reports from the tech giants. Spoiler alert, some surprising hits and painful misses. Plus, we'll chat about regulatory changes on the horizon and what they might mean for innovation and competition.
All sounds juicy. Before we get rolling, quick shout out to our listeners. Don't forget to tweet us your questions and hot takes using hashtag AUnchained. We love reading your thoughts, and sometimes, just sometimes, we'll even bring them up here on the show.
Yes, keep those tweets coming. Your insights and questions help keep the conversation dynamic. So without further ado, let's kick things off with our first segment. Jack, ready to dive into the world of generative AI?
You bet. Let's get this party started. All right, folks, hold on to your neural networks. It's going to be a fascinating ride. Have you seen the latest announcement from Microsoft about integrating ChatGPT-based Bing into Windows 11? It's crazy how they're pushing this AI tech into everything nowadays.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a big move. Think about it, they're basically embedding a super smart assistant into the operating system itself. It's like having a brainy buddy right there in your desktop environment. But do you think users are actually going to use it?
Honestly, I think a lot of folks will. People already use voice assistants and smart devices all the time. It's just going to make it easier to get answers, manage tasks, and even troubleshoot issues. But I'm curious how seamless it will be. You know, Microsoft has a bit of a history with things like Cortana, which didn't exactly take off.
That's true. And speaking of AI, have you heard about that Brooklyn-based startup, Looking Glass? They're using ChatGPT to create these interactive holograms. Imagine talking to a hologram that can respond and adapt like a human.
Yeah, saw that. Pretty wild. And it kind of makes me think of sci-fi movies where people chat easily with holograms. We're literally living in the future. But it's not just cool tech. There's real potential in fields like education and customer service. Imagine students having interactive lessons where historical figures, albeit holograms, can adaptively answer questions. Or customer service, where you can see and interact with a lifelike assistant.
Absolutely. And it's not only startups pushing the envelope. Solana's integration of ChatGPT for Web3 onboarding is another example of how AI is becoming a bridge to make complex tech accessible. Crypto and blockchain can be so intimidating, and having a smart assistant to guide newbies could really drive adoption.
For sure. It's like having a tour guide for a new city. You wouldn't explore confidently without someone pointing the way, right?
Exactly. And then there's Polyhedra just shaking things up with that ZKPY torch release. Translating AI models into zero-knowledge proofs is a game-changer for verifiability. You no longer have to just trust that an AI's decision-making process is sound. You can actually verify it cryptographically.
Right. And for anyone listening who might be wondering what that actually means, think of it like cooking a recipe. Normally, you'd need to see all the ingredients and instructions to trust that the chef knows what they're doing. Zero-knowledge proofs are like having the chef promise they followed the recipe correctly without you needing to see every step. You get the assurance without having to verify every detail yourself.
Perfect analogy, Jack. And this can really be crucial when it comes to using AI in sensitive areas like healthcare or finance, where proving that the AI did its job correctly is paramount.
What's also interesting is the broader impact this could have on proprietary models. Companies might be more willing to share their AI models knowing they can keep the inner workings secret while still proving accuracy. It blows the doors wide open on collaboration possibilities.
Totally. It seems like we're entering an era where the fusion of AI with our everyday tech is becoming not just common, but expected.
Agreed. And I imagine this will continue to push the boundaries of what's possible in tech. Speaking of pushing boundaries, how do you think the new tariffs announced by President Trump might impact these tech companies? So about this whole Apple falling behind thing, I mean, it's kind of mind-blowing, right? We're talking about a company that practically set the standard for innovation.
Totally. When Steve Jobs was at the helm, it felt like every year brought something groundbreaking. But now, it's like they've stopped focusing on what's coming next and have been busy patting themselves on the back for past successes.
Yeah, exactly. Take the Vision Pro, for instance. I've got nothing against it, but when you've got Apple sitting out the AI race, you know something's off. Vision Pro is cool and all, but was it really the right move when everyone's diving headfirst into AI?
It's almost like they missed the memo. AI is the big wave, and it feels like Apple's still at the beach, polishing their surfboard while Google and OpenAI are out there catching waves. Remember, I mentioned this 2 years ago, we could see AI becoming mainstream, and here we are.
Right. And look at how ChatGPT from OpenAI has taken the world by storm. Meanwhile, Apple hasn't made any serious moves to implement AI efficiently. It feels wild when you consider how much potential they have with all their resources and industry expertise.
And it's not like they don't have the cash. I mean, Apple's sitting on a mountain of money. To see them falter or not prioritize AI, it's disappointing to say the least.
You know, it's not just about the new features they could have had. The infrastructure needs help too. I think they need to focus on their core systems first, make the iPhones, MacBooks, iPads more robust, and then bolt on AI innovations.
Exactly. Think of it as spring cleaning for their operating systems. Just basic improvements could make a massive difference. Better stability, fewer bugs, and hey, if they get their AI team moving at the same time, it's a win-win.
But do you think Apple is willing to admit they're behind? Sometimes these big tech companies can be stubborn. They might think they don't need to play catch-up because they're Apple, you know?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. Admitting a strategic misstep is hard, especially for a company that's been so successful. And it's not just about pride. They have shareholders to answer to.
True, pride and stakeholders can be big barriers. But let's face it, if Apple truly wants to stay relevant in this rapidly evolving tech landscape, they need to roll up their sleeves and get in the game, overhaul their AI strategy, and most importantly, focus on cleaning up their existing infrastructure.
Right on. You know, it's not that we don't want to see Apple succeed. We're just holding them to the high standard they set for themselves. But it's not all doom and gloom. They can turn things around. They just need to prioritize and execute.
Definitely. Here's hoping they pivot soon. Imagine the powerhouse combo that would be a cleaned up OS, robust hardware, and cutting edge AI features. That's the Apple we want to see.
Absolutely. And who knows? If they play it smart, they could still be the dark horse in this AI race. It's never too late to innovate and catch up if you're willing to adapt.
Amen to that. So, Core, you were just talking about the genuine satisfaction that comes from completing a large-scale project, like your latest one sitting on your desk in glowing soft white. But what do you think about the inherent issues in systems that we often overlook until they're on the brink of failure?
Oh, definitely. It's like that disk that's 98% full. I mean, nothing's technically broken at 98%, but you're just dancing on the edge of a cliff. Once it hits 100% and refuses new data, that's when the cascading problems start. It's a constant game of monitoring and averting disaster. And honestly, it keeps things exciting.
Exciting might be one way to put it, but wouldn't it be more so without the inevitable page at 3 a.m. about high disk usage? Speaking of pages, the whole on-call rotation system fascinates me. 7 days, 24 hours a day? That's intense. What's your take on the Fair Labor Standards Act applying, or rather not applying, in tech contexts?
Absolutely. It's intense. The whole setup feels almost gladiatorial, right? You're expected to continue daily tasks while being ever ready for those alerts. According to FLSA, tech workers as exempt employees don't get overtime, which is crazy because we all know those 40-hour weeks are a fairy tale in this industry.
Yeah, I'm sure someone out there thought about exploiting that loophole for child labor before realizing even our Wild West tech landscape has limits. Imagine a 12-year-old pulling an all-nighter to debug database issues.
Huh, child labor in tech. That would be a dystopian twist even Kafka would cringe at. Speaking of Kafka, using his name for the data processing system is quite poetic. Complex, often misunderstood, but crucial for assembly lines of data. Which brings me to another complex topic, zero-knowledge circuits and Lean 4.
All right, now we're diving into the deep end. Could you break it down to a level my grandma would understand?
Sure. Imagine trying to prove you know a secret without actually revealing the secret itself. That's the gist of zero-knowledge ZK circuits. And with Lean 4, we're making sure these circuits do exactly what they're supposed to, without errors, by formally verifying every step.
So basically, it's like ensuring every piece of a massive jigsaw puzzle fits perfectly before you even start assembling it?
Exactly. And it's done so that once the project's assembled, it won't unexpectedly fall apart or glitch out. It's all about making reusable, bug-free components.
Which, funnily enough, could avoid those 3 a.m. high disk usage alerts if applied system-wide. But let's pivot a bit. Technology isn't just ones and zeros in a vacuum. Amazon's book bans caught my eye, heavily related to political or religious content. Why were books the most restricted?
Censorship, plain and simple. And it's often in countries with stringent control over what information their citizens consume. The study found restricted books were mainly those on LGBT, erotica, Christianity, and the occult. It's a stark reminder of tech's role in the global political landscape.
Which is fascinating because it ties into who controls the narrative, right? Look at how decentralized finance platforms are trying to avoid IRS rules, just like how GameStop responded to changes in leadership, shifting its NFT focus. It's all interconnected.
And all subject to the sway of regulation and corporate strategy. By the way, the Senate knocking down that Biden-era IRS rule about DeFi platforms reporting taxpayer info. Classic case of tech pushing back on regulation.
Right. And it's not just about avoiding taxes. It's about not stifling innovation. If tech companies become intermediaries for DeFi transactions, we lose the decentralized part of decentralized finance.
Exactly. The commissioner even slammed it for transforming regular participants into dealers, which is absurd. Tech needs to be free to innovate without being shackled, but always on the knife edge between regulation and a free-for-all.
It's a constant balancing act. And that's why I think the discussion on coroutines from earlier ties in nicely. You have these mini processes that need to manage data flow seamlessly, which, when scaled up, can make or break a system's efficiency.
Totally. Coroutines make complex data operations cleaner and more manageable, like handing off tasks without a million threads crashing your server. It's like having a really organized workspace versus a chaotic one where you're always close to a meltdown.
Which is probably why Warner Brothers might be using them for gaming expansions. Anything to make development smoother. Speaking of smooth, we could all use less turbulence in tech, right?
Agreed. Whether it's avoiding on-call nightmares, censoring less, or streamlining code, we're all aiming for that glowing, efficient result without the chaos. Keeps the tech ecosystem stable and ever-evolving.
So, Core, do you remember when folks would queue up overnight for those major operating system releases? Windows 95 was like the Black Friday for tech geeks.
Haha, yeah, Jack, those were the days. Microsoft ads were legendary, and the hype was real. But convince me. How does the on-call life for us tech folks compare to those OG days of Windows 95?
I'd say it's a bit of a trade-off. No one's queuing overnight for OS updates anymore, but the constant on-call life is a different beast, especially with no set standards on how it's managed.
Oh, definitely. Each company, heck, each team within a company does it differently. It's like the Wild West out there. I had a gig where one week I was a night owl, and the next I was on edge all the time waiting for that damn pager to go off.
It's insane. The tech industry sometimes feels like you're a firefighter, constantly ready to jump at any alert. The stakes are high because if your app or website goes down, you're not just losing some data, you're potentially losing huge revenue.
And don't forget the mental toll. That type of stress isn't sustainable. People joke about the pager duty PTSD, but it's real. Continuous on-call duty without proper compensation just feels like exploitation sometimes.
Right. And many companies don't even pay extra for on-call shifts. It's just part of the job, they say. Reminds me of those all-nighter study sessions in college, but without the sense of accomplishment at the end.
That just part of the job mentality needs to go. On-call engineers should be compensated for the extra hours. Heck, banks do it. Why can't tech companies? You don't see banks opening at midnight because a server's down.
True. And what's stopping tech companies from adopting a follow-the-sun model? Have teams in different time zones handle issues during their working hours? Seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine the synergy. When it's 5 p.m. in Chicago, a team in Melbourne can pick up the slack, and so on. It maintains a good work-life balance globally, like a relay race.
But implementing that isn't easy, especially for smaller organizations that might not have the resources to set up multiple global teams. And the coordination, let's just say I've seen the nightmare that can be.
Sure, but there are platforms and tech solutions emerging that could help. It's not about going from 0 to 100 overnight, but incrementally improving the on-call systems. It gives me hope for a more humane tech industry future.
For sure. I think it comes down to valuing people's time and health. You're investing in them, so it's only fair to respect their personal time too.
Maybe we'll see shifts in corporate culture as more employees vocalize their needs. Remember, there's power in numbers. If enough of us push back, change can happen.
Exactly, Cor. Here's to hoping for a more balanced future and maybe, just maybe, keeping those late night pings to a minimum.
Haha, I'll toast to that. Let's dive into those governance policies next because they're crucial for this balance, don't you think?
Absolutely. And while we're at it, let's not forget how crucial those data protection standards are. It's about time we set some proper guidelines.
Amen to that, Jack. Let's keep this conversation rolling.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of AI Unchained. We covered a lot of ground, from the exciting breakthroughs in AI technology to the latest in business innovations and even some hot political debates.
Absolutely. From discussing the ethical implications of AI advancements to the latest startup trends, I hope everyone found something to spark their interest.
And Cor, let's not forget about our lively debate on the recent regulatory changes and their impact on tech giants. Always a good mix of perspective.
Laughing. Yeah, nothing like a bit of friendly banter to keep things interesting. Remember, Jack, regulation isn't the end of innovation. It's a challenge.
Spoken like a true optimist, Cor. But seriously, it's an exciting time to be in tech, and I'm glad we can dissect these topics for our audience.
Same here. I think today's episode really highlighted the dynamic nature of the tech world. There's so much happening, and it's great to be a part of these conversations.
Couldn't agree more. We want to thank our audience for tuning in. Your support and enthusiasm keep us going.
Yes, thank you to everyone listening. We hope you enjoyed our discussions and gained some valuable insights along the way.
And don't forget, if you have any topics you want us to dive into or any feedback, hit us up on our socials.
Definitely. We're always eager to hear from you. See you next time on AI Unchained.
Stay curious, stay informed. Until next time.
Take care, everyone.